This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Megalodon.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Or more accurately, the Neo Megalodon.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a big shark.
It's a big shark. Again, we're operating with multiple rows of teeth.
Yep. So he's got Clack's mouth. Nothing about this was interesting that really isn't interesting about a shark.
Right.
So yeah, like, I mean, shark things are interesting, and the weird thing about reading this, and it's not supposed to, I'm supposed to be scared of this thing, and I'm not. Instead, I just had sympathy for the basic prospects of a shark, which are always having to move all the time.
Yes.
I think that's kind of depressing. Like, as a boy who enjoys a good sit,
it's that equalizer made me a little bit from the mighty
made me empathetic.
Yeah. No, definitely. Just a core of, well, I guess I can empathize with a core of panic, but just like an existential drive that makes it so you can never rest.
A hunger
for oxygen, which I guess we all have.
We all have, which means you can never rest because we're always breathing, but we don't have to like also jog all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to jog all the time.
No.
I don't like jogging some of the time, let alone all the time.
Yeah. It's,
you know, so
jogging is like medicine. Like, I don't like taking it.
I want it in a syringe from a mom before in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I know we can't end on the same joke just because there's two bland entries in this.
Mom, inject me with jogs. Inject me with jogs, mom.
Jogs. Jogs, mom. Inject jogs. Would joy jack jogs.
To illustrate kind of the difference in size on these bad boys, it is, they say, you know, regular sharks are sometimes found with license plates in their stomachs, which to me sounds like a myth. These guys are found with entire motorcycles in their stomachs.
Yeah they're big. Like, you could walk into its mouth.
Yeah. Well, the size comparison is great. If you go back to the Leviathan entry, and it looks like he is extending an arm to comfort you.
Yeah.
And this one, like, it is, you know, the gigantic mouth menacing our little cowboy man.
This is the looming threat of Martha's divorce. this is the psychic projection of her no longer really loving him.
Yeah.
You know, not being the man that she married, you know.
No.
The show talk has a guy named Mad Burke talking about how to kill them, which is like essentially like fishing for them with explosive tunas. Like, you put a bunch of explosives in a tuna and then trail it behind you, and then the shark bites it and blows up.
Yeah.
So again, going into that like Bugs Bunny kind of thing.
Yep. You know? So what you do is you get a big waterproof piano. You wire up one of the keys so that when he plays the end of that melody,
Everyone will know how to play piano because it's weird old timey Looney Tunes rules. So no one doesn't know how to play piano.
Right.
It's impressive to animate. And then, and once they get that key, they blow up.
Yeah.
And then you get a bounty.
Mm-hmm.
For them.
Yeah. Naf comes back and says, man, that doesn't seem like it's very, you know, doesn't seem very sportsmanlike, does it?
Hunt is no fun when your prey doesn't move.
What are you referencing with that?
That's Run the Jewels.
Okay.
That's the verse, one of the verses from Legend Has It.
Okay. That's like the third time you said it this recording session. I played
stuck in my head.
I played along, and then I was like, okay, I actually need an answer.
I demand
answers.
But then he's just like, you know, you get a bounty for it, which, like, I understand, like, hunting these things over the other gigantic monsters that have bounties
right
in them, if like all you're doing is dropping tuna bombs, you know, and not in like the way that sounds like a real dreadful euphemism. like do not go in there. I've been dropping tuna bombs. Tuna fart, man. No,
can't stop, won't stop.
Please stop.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.